University provides flexible online and hybrid programs from associate to doctorate degrees. Since 1971, NU was built to serve non-traditional, working, and military learners nationwide. NU understands the demands of work, family, and service. Each year, more than 130,000 learners trust National University to move forward. Visit nu.edu to learn more.
The Mickey Filer Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Hour number three. No Tony Morrell today. Tony is off today. We'll get back with him next week talking about the peak injury. Man, that was bad news for South Carolina. Hey, Mike, you know me long enough to know that I only want to be associated with elite and good and great people. So when Justin, I was reminded again over the weekend when we had lunch with him the other day, when Justin had a chance I learned about his business and all that, and then he talked about doing some advertising with us. I went, well, man, I'd love to do that because I want to be in the My All Dry business. I want to be in the Justin Mann business. I want to be in the Stan business and Stan the Man business. It's called, Justin Mann, Stan the Man too. Hey, bottom line is these are local guys. They are your local water and mold experts. You know this from construction, Mike. You spent some days in construction. Sometimes it goes bad, and sometimes water damage happens. And then, boy, what you don't want is mold and coming through that. So the plan they put together for you is elite. It's going to be a rapid response team. You're going to put this thing behind you. It's not going to be hanging over your heads. They're there when disaster strikes. Complete mold inspection, removal, prevention services, licensed, bonded, insured. You're going to love that. And they function off of honesty and integrity and exceptional customer service. And you see it. They panicked once. It's the only time I've seen Justin panic is when they had one non-5-star review. And so they got to find out why. And that was a big thing. Like, what happened? Why wasn't it a 5-star? It's a 4-star. Like, what happened? Free on-site assessment and estimates. Your rapid response. They're dispatched within minutes because water waits on no one. Be sure to get with All Dry. 864-863-1234. If you want that local water and mold experts at rapid response and put that behind you. You know, Mike, life sometimes can be hard. But it's really hard when things linger. Don't put it to bed. It's gone. My great friends at All Dry. You know, one quick thing about that is, like, when things fester, like in your relationships, oh, man, I'm having a problem with my brother, and I want to talk to my brother about something, but I don't, and it festers. Well, mold festers and water festers. Like, the faster you put that stuff behind you, just move on with the rest of life. My friends at All Dry. I love this as well. Just got a text from 5676. Just left Pat Tax, 20 minutes in and out. It's another thing, man, putting it behind you. Pastor Texas. Get it in, get out, get it done, and it's done. Love that. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. With no Tony Morrell, let's take a bunch of texts in this segment. And phone calls as well. Tiger Diagnostic phone line, 654-ROAR. Love to hear from you. We spent all day yesterday on hockey, so let's get caught up on Clemson basketball, Clemson baseball, college basketball, college baseball. The two games last night, Kansas beats Houston. Kind of riding their ship in Houston now, three losses in a row. North Carolina beat Louisville. North Carolina's undefeated at home. Dylan Harrison and Eston Simpson going for the Tigers. First couple of guys on the mound today against PC at 4 o'clock. Clemson, South Carolina this weekend. Georgia State added to the Clemson football schedule 2027. And net ratings right now, Tigers 38th in men's and women's. Talked about Eric. Sean Poppy and that women's basketball program. We got the quack call at the end. We're still playing women's basketball. Love all that. Drippy Tiger says, EB is elite. There's no doubt about that. There is a great discussion. I'm on a text chain with four geniuses. And one of their things that they talk about right now is best coach on campus. And one of the guys said, best coach on campus right now, EB, Poppy's close. There's a lot of interesting discussion through that. I think, and I don't want to get into it, man, because I've got some good friends on coaching over there, You can make a legitimate case for Mike Noonan and his national championships, Dabo Swinney, his national championships, Brad Brunell and what he's taken over, where he's gotten the program. No one's taken over worse than what Poppy took over and turned that thing around. You know, I'm a huge Backage fan. A lot of them over there. Coach Hester, Coach Burton, the golf programs do a great job with it. I am thoroughly impressed with the tennis. I don't know the tennis coaches, but what men's and women's tennis are doing over there right now, phenomenal. What Eddie does with women's soccer, Mike, you see that firsthand all the time. Phenomenal.
Yes, sir.
I mean, track, women's track right now is ranked fourth in the country. Phenomenal.
I got to see them recently, too.
Love indoor track, man. Give me some of that. Gymnastics, you know, I don't know them well enough now, but the husband-wife team over there that came from Cal that had them runner-up in the country. Obviously, what Alice is doing in lacrosse, phenomenal. And so that's a great discussion. And I don't know if there's a right answer through it all, but it takes a long time to turn to call roll notes classes about the best coach out there. Texas said Brownell must turn the ship around. I have no confidence in him at the end of the season. Well, yeah, that's because it gets tougher at the end of seasons. But you look at what they've done in the past and where he is compared to other past coaches around here. He does a really good job of it. Texas said Mike Noonan might be the best. Yeah, you know, when you win that many national championships, you're certainly in the conversation.
Mickey, while you're on the conversation here about the great Clemson coaches, I got to spend a few minutes with Coach Noonan a week or so ago, and he had overheard our little poll that we did when I got to sit in with you, 10 days ago or so. And he got on to me. He said, you're putting down soccer.
He should have. We didn't put down soccer.
No.
And where we aired in that poll was we asked it on opening day baseball. Everybody's excited about it. If we asked it during the Final Four of men's soccer before the national championship game, we probably would have got a lot more soccer in there.
But he thought that I was putting down the game of soccer. I love the game of soccer.
Oh,
I
love soccer.
I love the game of baseball.
Can I give you this, too, about elite coaching? Michael Carrick, Man United, undefeated 2026. 10-game undefeated streak, up to fourth now and closing in on third in the EPL table.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory, Man United. What a turnaround. It feels so good to be a Manchester United fan right now. 1-0 yesterday over Paul Strelo's helpless Everton squad, their side. Glory, glory, Man United. So good to see that. Austin gets in. Coach EB just gets it. Elite coach, elite Clemson guy. He said, EB beating himself up over the phone. Something you can't help. He said, it's embarrassing for the listener. He just gets it, Mick. It's all good, coach. Yeah, totally agree with that. What? Here's why Eric Backage is elite. It's not you think about all the things a coach does, all right? Recruit. Elite. Develop players. You know, he's got this degree in these. He spends all this time in the physio world. Muscles, the kinesiology and how the muscles work and what all that. He does all that. The ground force stuff he's doing. Dr. Greg Rose, the Titleist Performance Institute. How smart he is of getting with Dr. Rose on these things. How about the mental aspect of it, the team building part of it? And then how about the fan relationship part of it, what he does in the ballpark and what he did with the beer stuff and the bullpen stuff and the music stuff, and then thinking big term about what he wants for the facility full time, talking about hotels or restaurants and a big metroplex out there. The forward vision thinking of the banana ball stuff, the fourth inning stuff, with the going out and shaking the veterans' hands. Yeah. Elite in – he's not just like an elite recruiter. Sometimes you see that. He's not just an elite X and O guy. Sometimes you see that. Going out now, I heard him say this one time, you set me up with anybody who wants to give NIL money to Clemson baseball, I'll fly that day to go see him. That kind of energy. Yeah. Look what he does at his baseball camps, his youth camps. I took Drake out to one of his youth camps, and he was supposed to go to all of it, and then it broke his collarbone, But look what he did with that Halloween camp. Like, just all kinds of little things the guy does just to promote Clemson baseball and all that. Yeah, that's elite. But he's not just elite. It's in one aspect of it. He's not just going to out-recruit you. He's not just going to out-X and O you. He's not just going to out-physio you, out-player development you. He's going to out-big picture you as well. On the smallest of issues, on the team building, on all those, the mental things they do, all the off-season stuff they do. Told you when he got here, took all the Tiger paws, all the Clemson baseball C's off of everything. Guys had to wear their own stuff. Didn't give them any cleats, didn't give them anything. Had to earn all that. Elite in every way, shape, or form.
And you know another thing he's doing, Mickey, is he's setting a standard on how he's communicating to his team, to his fans, and to potential recruits through social media. And it's amazing the creativity that those guys are using right now.
Because he's so bright, and he does it in so many different ways. I would say, like, Ralph Fridgen was elite X and O guy, but not in anything else. Obviously not in his physio. I would say, you know, you looked at Calipari, elite recruiter, right? X and O-wise, not sure what he did. To get the whole package in there, you make a legitimate case. And there's a lot of them doing the same thing over there. Make a legitimate case for it. 0800. That's not, well, I'd love to have my phone number be. He called me at 0800. Says, should we expect to see Drew Titzwerk or Legernick starting Sunday? Bell needs to switch the bullpen, in my opinion. I think that's something that we'll continue to see and develop at some point in time. Who knows? You know, if you could go, think about it like this. If you could go Bell for an inning or two, then Legernick off the go right-handed, go Deion Brown coming and throwing flames to the right side. Then go Legernick for an inning or two. And then go Titzworth in there. So you get four or five different looks. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Texter asked, where does Colin Priest fit in the lineup when he gets back? Here's what you're going to see there. And this is just my opinion. So, like, right now, at DH, you've got Crichton doing it some. You saw Fultz do it some. Or Fultz move in and had to move the guys around. Savoy's done it. Purify's done it. I mean, I just should say Gerald's done it. So, you had some guys do all that. I would say that in the future, if you could have maybe a platoon, face the left-hander is Crichton. Face the right-hander would be Priest. Maybe. Also, you get him over at first base some. Didn't Priest catch some? Am I wrong by saying that? Did Priest catch a little bit? He's not going to – by the way, he's not going to break in. Gerald and Savoy. Savoy is an elite defender too, man. Like, you're not going to break into there. But I don't know. First base, DH. I don't think he's going to play in the outfield anywhere. But it gives you another guy. And, look, somebody's going to – pull a hammy or break a fingernail, or, you know, you could have some of that in there too. But I know they want to get Priest back. Priest was a hamstring. I know that. I don't think they're expecting him this weekend. That's a guess.
Mickey, on the backup as far as the bullpen goes for pitchers, did you mention Joe Allen?
Allen and Nelson seem to be the two closing type guys they've gone with so far.
Yeah.
So this past weekend, Allen was going to close out Friday. And then they scored the 6-run eight, so they went with they got Dvorsky in there. And then Nelson closed out Saturday, and then Allen closed out Sunday. So those are the guys at this point in time I think you'll see back there. But all that changes. That's interesting. Austin gets in that Gaffney caught at Purdue a little bit, yeah. And didn't he catch a little bit last year? I think that's the case. It might have been him rather than Priest. Texter said, what does Priest have? He's got a hamstring. And it was a pretty severe hamstring there. So I still think he's probably a little bit away there. Texter said, Crichton's looked good so far, not to play all the time, in my opinion. But he has played most of the time. Jack Crichton has played in six of the seven games. He's hitting .455 right now. Now, Crichton's not a guy who's going to – he's not a power hitter. But he hits to all fields. And he does an incredible job. So we love what Jack Crichton's doing. And as Coach Back said, Crichton's a winner. Gaffney had the great weekend this past weekend. So Gaffney went on Friday 3-for-3 with a run and two RBIs and two walks. He was on base all five times. Went 1-for-3 with a walk and two RBIs on Saturday, and went 1-for-3 with two runs and a walk on Sunday. I tell you who's coming now on this team. Mark my words, Michael Vaughn. And when it happens, I want a little credit from you.
Yes, sir.
I'd like for it to come into Mickey, you genius, you stinking genius, somewhere along those lines.
Okay.
But Dally's coming.
Let's go.
So Dally is only hitting 222 right now. But and he only went – he went 1-for-4 with an RBI on Friday. He went 2-for-4 with the RBI on a run on Saturday. And he went 1-for-4 with the on Sunday. But he's got the Adams right now.
So what you're saying is you're ready to see his bat on fire not from artificial means,
no,
but from actually
– What I'm telling you is, yes, that and I want to rally with Dally.
Let's go.
But the thing about Dally happening this weekend is he hit a bunch of hard balls right at people. He laced a ground ball on Friday night right at the second base in a one-hopper. I think it didn't turn out to be a double play. But, man, that ball, if the guy had to move two steps either way, it would have been a hit. It was one of those balls so hard hit that had it gotten through, it's a double kind of a thing, you know? Or the center fielder might have gotten. But you know, that ball rolls to the wall, man. That was a shot. He's getting better and better, getting more comfortable. You're going to rally with Dally a little bit. And I expect
Dally.
You. I expect you to give me a little credit when that happens.
I will do it.
All right. Hey, my great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists, let them take care of you. 404-8158. We love Carolina Flooring Specialists. We love our garage floor. These people do an absolutely incredible job at Carolina Flooring Specialists. No obligation phone call. The most experienced team out there. Your garage floor is going to look great. I had a friend of mine come over last night and drop some stuff off for school stuff. And I was a little bit embarrassed because we left our garage doors open on Sunday a little bit, and the wind blew a bunch of leaves in there. Mike, I got to get those leaves out. If Harper comes over with my niece to have dinner on Wednesday, I got to blow my garage out before then because I don't want people looking at some leaves in my garage floor. That's embarrassing. We love our floor. Call today, the most experienced group out there for your garage, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming to you. Much more your turn after this.
Why is everyone talking about peptides lately? Because they work. Guys, peptides are changing the game for fat loss, muscle recovery, better sleep, faster healing, and feeling younger without blowing up your hormones. If you're tired of guessing, come to Lowcountry Mail and find out what actually works. Doctor prescribed and compounded right here in the USA, not that sketchy foreign internet garbage. For over 10 years, our providers have helped men get stronger, leaner, and back in control. Stop wasting time and start seeing results at lowcountrymail.com. That's lowcountrymail.com.
It's the moment you dream of. The moment you work for, train for, run wind sprints when nobody's watching for. The moment when hours of gym time, court time, prep time, all culminate into this time. The moment when millions of bounces, blocks, and boards all add up to this, your moment. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Truth is, it's Greer Flooring Center's specialty. In the daily hustle, one thing is certain. You may not always stop to cherish a messy moment, but you will always stop to clean it up. We make that easy. At Greer Flooring Center, we have a great selection of luxury vinyl for active families with kids and pets. We know one day the small things really add up to the biggest. So we invite you to visit our state-of-the-art showrooms. We're in Easley, we're in Greer, and we would love to help you with our knowledgeable and experienced staff members. They're all in the right place, and we can help you at the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts, Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service. Keeping your business moving.
Attention homeowners, is it time to renovate or add on? Maybe consolidate some debts. State Credit Union offers a home equity line of credit for 4.50% APR for the first year with no closing costs. You heard right, 4.50% APR for the first year with no closing costs. Visit State Credit Union's website for details and applicable terms. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com.
Variable rate loan, equal housing lender, NMLS 478278. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Spring is around the corner, and that can only mean two important things: Clemson baseball and the busy spring real estate market. Fresh blooms, warmer days, and renewed energy make spring an exciting time here in the upstate. The spring real estate market runs from now through the end of May, where sellers are preparing their homes to shine and buyers are eager to make a move. Clemson soccer alum Morgan Coleman is ready to assist you with all of your buying or selling needs and is always happy to talk some Clemson athletics as well. Search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started today.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air do this incredible job. I want to talk to you about Blue Ridge Heating and Air because yesterday you had the heat running, just kicking. And now coming up here very soon, you can have the air conditioning just kicking. Hey, make sure it's running right, running efficiently. Take care of it with our good friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. The preventive maintenance program is going to get you a detailed maintenance on that thing twice a year. For the peak heating and peak cooling seasons, they're going to get you they'll do an incredible job for you as far as the emergency services, get you prioritized there, and get you discounts on equipment, any kind of repairs. They're doing an amazing job. We love it. It's our friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them out online, blueridgeheatingair.com. These are smart men that do a smart job. Men and women do a great job for you over there at blueridgeheatingair.com. Let's get to our Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. My man, Butch, how you doing, buddy?
My man! What's going on, Mickey?
Nothing much. You doing well? You got a good start today?
Hey, man, I'll tell you right now, man, I have a beautiful start today. I mean, right. got some good Bible study in this morning.
Awesome.
In the book of Matthew 13.
Awesome.
And, man, just started the day off great with that message.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm glad to hear it, buddy. Glad it's going to be a great day for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I was wanting to call in and talk about my Lady G's. And
another championship,
right?
Yeah, a regular season championship for them.
Yeah, yeah. Did I hear correctly? They haven't lost but two home games in, like, years.
Yeah, I heard that stat the other day. I don't remember exactly what it was. UConn beat them there not too long ago, last year, the year before maybe. But it's been a minute, mm-hmm. man. Like, to get to that third one, it's been a while. Boy, they have been phenomenal. That program they built there really is amazing.
Yeah, I was just, you know, it's like we don't talk about them enough. I don't. I ain't going to lie to nobody. I don't talk about them enough. But I am proud that they, you know, that coach down there, she's really got that program dialed in, you know.
I would say, and I don't know this, and they've had a bunch of injuries, I know. I read that the other day. I didn't realize how many they'd had. But to do that at 27-2 right now really is amazing. And then the other part of it, I don't – from a national championship standpoint, I think there's such a big gap. And I'm just following – and people can correct me if I'm wrong on this. But, you know, UConn is 29-0. They get all 31 votes in the poll. UCLA is 27-1, and they've done an unbelievable job there. And you got to give them credit for it. And then South Carolina's 27-2. I would say there's a pretty big drop off after that. Maybe Texas, Vanderbilt, LSU, but South Carolina and UCLA and UConn are double digit better than Texas, Vanderbilt, LSU, Oklahoma, Michigan. Some of those. So I think there's a pretty big drop.
UConn women's going to win it all this year.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that. Anybody say what they want to, UConn women will win the championship this year. And if they keep the same people, they'll win it again next year.
I looked it up. I looked it up earlier, man. Like, it is – they had a three-point win against Michigan early. And let me see if I'm right by saying this. I've got it here in front of me now. They just hadn't had many games at all within, like, 30 points. I just blow everybody out.
They beat
63rd Tennessee by 30 the other day.
Right. Yeah, well, see, my arm, but I didn't know this. His mom was a huge women's basketball fan. She had season tickets to the ladies' NBA league up there. But he told me the other day that their defense is averaging like 25 points a game, just their defense.
Well, they're athletic as they can be. I've got these stats for you for UConn. I'll give it to you here in a second. Man, it was always good to hear from you.
Hey, you too, Mickey. Y'all have a good morning, man.
You too, Bunch. Take care of yourself. UConn's women, Mike. Here's the ranked teams they played when they played in their rank. They beat 20th-ranked Louisville by 13 to open the season. They beat 4th-ranked Michigan or 8th-ranked Michigan at the time by 3. They beat 16th-ranked UCLA by 28. They beat 11th-ranked Louisville by 26. They beat 16th-ranked Tennessee by 30. They just crushing teams at all. UCLA's done the same thing. UCLA, their only loss of the season was to 4th-ranked Texas. But they do the same thing. They just blow out everybody. They blew out Oklahoma's top 10 at the time. They blew them out by 14, blew North Carolina out by 28. North Carolina's ranked 11th at the time. They beat Tennessee by 22. Beat 17th-ranked Southern Cal by 34. They beat 24th-ranked Nebraska by 22. They beat 13th-ranked Maryland by 30.
All right, Mickey, I got a question. You know, I have to work on pronunciations, right?
Yeah.
Help me with this UConn coach, Gene.
Yeah, Gino.
Ariema?
R.E.M.? Yeah, R.E.M.
He's been there for 41 years?
Oh, yeah. But my point through all this is the top three teams just destroy everybody. The Lady Gamecocks the other day, Ole Miss is ranked 17th. And they beat them by 27. Alabama is ranked 25th. They beat them by 19. LSU is ranked in the top 10. They beat them by 7 at LSU. They beat Tennessee. Well, Tennessee's ranked, but they keep getting blown out here. They beat Tennessee by 43. They beat the fourth-ranked Vanderbilt by 29. So, I mean, it's just – maybe I'm wrong, and women's basketball fans, correct me if I'm wrong here, but those top three just separate themselves by winning by 20, 30, and 40 points over ranked teams. So it's pretty strong at the top is my point, but not – there's no depth through all that. Texture said, how do you not know Gino on a sports talk show? Yeah, because it's women's basketball game, caught John. Sorry. Gino Auriemma. Auriemma?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's what we'll go with.
So, Mickey, he's had 12 national championships. How much money do you think he makes a year?
He makes $5 million a year.
I was a little surprised. 3.5.
Texture said, I can't imagine a grown man who follows and gets fired up about women's basketball unless you have a child on the team. To call her, we don't talk about it enough because we're men who like men's sports. That's the fan base is broken there. Look, I when Clemson is good in women's basketball, I like women's basketball a lot more. And Sean Poppy's got Clemson women's basketball playing very well right now. But I'm just telling you, it's just starting there. He's got a top five recruiting class. He's got a McDonald's All-American coming in. Yeah, yeah. Austin writes in, McGovern needing surgery stinks because he's a fan favorite. And he's a local guy, oh, by the way, Austin. Yeah, McGovern, internal brace, I think. Well, I'll ask Dr. Martin, not about him, but about internal braces.
Here's something that I think, Mickey, when I hear somebody say something negative about women's sports,
yes,
I think you haven't seen Clemson women's lacrosse, women's softball, women's basketball, women's soccer. You haven't seen these teams play in person. Mm. And you haven't seen the preparation that they put into these sports. Track and field, I mean, these are amazing athletes.
Elite.
And Clemson fans need to get out and see these teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's good to see all that for sure. Texture says, what's the best Tiger baseball pitching staff you can remember, and how's it compared to this staff early on? Well, the standard for Clemson pitching is Benson, Koch, and Vining. And that was one that you'll never – I don't know if any baseball – program will ever have Benson, Koch, and Vining again. Those guys are just, those are, you know, two first round draft picks, you know, on the same staff. That's phenomenal. On the series this weekend, Chad from Columbia, hang on, I'm gonna come to you after the next break, just because I'm giving enough time here. Clemson has won 5 games in a row against South Carolina. And the Tigers have won 6, 7, 8, 9. The Tigers have won 10 of the last 12 against South Carolina. And they've won the series in 3 of the last 4 years. So, let me see. When did Eric Backich get to Clemson? Mike, is this year – my years run together on all this kind of stuff now. Backich got to Clemson. His first year here was 23. And since 2023, is that right? Was it 23? So it's 1, 2, 3. This is his fourth year. Backich is 6-2 against South Carolina. So we'll see how that works out. All right, Chet in Columbia, hang on. I'm coming to you. I want to give you as much time as you want, but I got to get to a short break now. I do want to tell you about my awesome friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Let Trail do an amazing job for you and building your building for you. Talk to them early in the process. They can come in late and save jobs. There's a local church that they saved them $1 million on. Now, part of that was the steel prices and what was going on there, but they were way behind budget, and it worked out, and it worked out great. But they can save your project. Sometimes right there you might be fighting with the contractor, fighting with the architect, and it might not be going good. You might have all kinds of contracts in all kinds of different areas. Let's let these folks take care of it. Let's let Trail come in and save it. But more importantly, if you talk to them early in the process, then they're involved, and they're not saving it. It's going great from beginning to end. Creating relationships, building buildings, 85% of the annual volume from repeat clients. We love the fact we love our great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com. My great friends over at Trail. Final segment. Chad and Columbia will kick it off right after this.
Hi, folks. Let's talk about GLP-1s for a sec, because they're everywhere. They're all over social media. They're all over your TVs, and people are talking about how wonderful they are. But the question that nobody answers is, what happens when you stop? What happens when you get off the GLP-1 shots? Because the fact of the matter is that weight, it jumps right back on. And look, at PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as a problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom of a deeper problem, a symptom of metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't correct that, then nothing that you do, no shot, no diet, nothing will last. The holistic person, that's what you have to treat. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss do. They want you to live longer and live happier and keep that weight off for life. Right now, when you call and mention Qwalk, you'll receive 2 free weeks in a program. They're going to cover the cost of your food so you can see real results with no guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qwalk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Does your AC run nonstop, yet your home never feels comfortable? If rooms are too hot or too cold and your attic feels like an oven, the problem may be above your ceiling. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we help homeowners take control with blown-in insulation and solar attic fans. Blown-in insulation fills gaps, while solar attic fans push heat out and ease strain on your HVAC system. You may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
Did you know that gum disease has been linked to heart issues, diabetes complications, and more? That's why regular dental exams and cleanings are so important. Don't just brush twice a day and hope for the best. Regular dentist cleanings can alert you to early gum disease and reverse symptoms like inflammation. Don't wait. Book your dental exam and professional cleaning today with Ace Smiles at the Clemson Dental Implant Center. Visit ace-smiles.com or call 864-843-3742.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber.
Get real value where it counts at Carolina Lawn and Tractor. Family owned and operated for over 40 years. Save during the month of February. $300 on all John Deere Z3 zero turn mowers and X3 lawn tractors. $500 on all Z5 zero turn mowers and X5 mowers. And $700 on all X7 Signature Series mowers. With great financing offers during this sale. Visit our full parts and service facility at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor today.
It's bow time. Some classics never go out of style, like fresh egg, American cheese, and hickory smoked bacon on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with crispy bow rounds and an iced coffee or a medium drink. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A couple of quick things. Patterson Tech Service, keep getting the texts. We got one a day, in and out in 20 minutes this morning already. Love hearing that. We love the Patterson Tech Service. Check them out. PATTX.com, PATTX.com. The expertise is going to be amazing. If you've never used a Patterson Tech Service, let me tell you what it's going to be like. You call up, you get your appointment, you go in. You're going to in and out in 30 minutes. And it's going to be done and done right. If you have to drop them off, you can do that. They'll take care of that for you. If you have walk-ins, they can take walk-ins. But I'd rather make your appointment and your expertise. They will use their expertise to handle it and make sure it does and goes right. And I don't worry about stress about it. Mike, about 20 years ago, I'd stress about taxes. I left so much money on the table because I didn't use their expertise. Not anymore. Don't even think about it now. I put that thing to bed. Love the Patterson Tax Service. Make your appointment today. 864-859-8289. One game season. Chad in Columbia. Good morning, buddy. Thanks for hanging through the break. I want to give you all the time you needed there. Go right ahead.
Mick, how refreshing is it to hear Beckett speak? I mean, you think you'd give him a question like, hey, well, you know, what do you think about series this weekend? He's like, oh, we're thinking about Presbyterian. Instead, this dude's straight up like day one, meeting one, we're talking dominating SCAR.
Yeah.
I mean, that is awesome as a fan. I mean, because that's the way fans think. Yeah. Like, you know, we want to win tonight. But, I mean, like, this, we're excited about this weekend. I mean, it's the best rivalry in college baseball. And this dude embraces it, Mick. Yeah. You know, getting beers at the stadium, not people to get outrageous, but like it wanted fan enjoyment. He doesn't beg us for NIL, but he creates the, you know, logo merch program for his players. You know, because everything else they take from the fans. This is like, hey, donate to this, you get awesome merch, and, you know, it benefits our players. I mean, the dude is just awesome. And, Mick, I just want to encourage the fans. They can get into Segra Park Saturday for about $50, okay? And it's going to be 75 degrees at 3 o'clock. Weather's going to be perfect. So, incredible day at incredible neutral site park. And then Sunday in Clemson, weather's going to be good as well. Get-in price is probably around 80. But still, I mean, we need to pack this place out for him. And we need to start supporting him, Mick, because
let me ask you this.
SEC teams are going to come calling for him.
They already have.
We want to make him happy.
Yeah, they already have. Let me ask you this. I've not been to Segra. I passed by it. How big, how nice? Have you been to Clemson Carolina game there before? What's the breakdown going to look like? Give me a little Segra information.
Yeah, it'll be 50. Mick, there's a lot of Clemson people in Columbia. It'll be, especially because they kind of suck. I expect it to be like 55% Clemson. We went to – It was it last year we played him at Segra on Saturday?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we went last year. And, Mick, we're going to all three this year. Me and the wife are going Friday night, and Saturday I'm taking my daughter and my wife, and then Sunday some buddies and I are going. So I've never gone to all three, but I've always wanted to. But, Mick, I mean, Backage is the best coach on campus. He probably doesn't get the rev share he needs in comparison to like a Mississippi State or a Tennessee, right? But he's got us competing in that kind of, you know. And so I just want the fans to do everything we can to keep him happy because, like you said, like losing him would stink. And I really think he can win a championship here. And, I mean, he's just incredible. And, I mean, Mick, he's just great for fans. I mean, and it's a long sport, a long season. So I just encourage fans to come out Saturday and let's dominate them, dude. Because, I mean, Mick, they have beat us in a men's sport this year, right? We sweep this weekend. I mean, all-time, you know, bad year for Gamecock sports. I mean, injected in my veins. I bless them.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate that. I'm looking now about $65 on StubHub. Friday night, about $65 on StubHub. Saturday, and about $75 to $80 on StubHub for Sunday. So that's good. That's really good. Now they'll go day of. I think they go down. Don't quote me on that. Don't get mad at me if you don't get in and all that. But that's a pretty good deal now. Pretty good deal.
And Segra Park's a great ballpark. I've been there many times, man.
Yeah. That's down by where the old mental hospital was.
That's right, Bull Street.
Well, you'd be crazy about baseball to go down to Segra. When I was a kid, Mike, because I grew up in Columbia, and we would ride by Bull Street, and, you know, it was a state mental institution hospital that was there. I was scared to death. I was convinced that somehow, some way, I was going to be falsely accused of something, and they were going to put me in there. And, like, I had nightmares about that, you know, a bunch of loony birds running around.
Last time I was by there was still a couple of those buildings standing. So.
Oh, man. I think we had, like, a long-distance relative or somebody was there many years ago or something. And then we passed by the state pen down there, where there's a park down there now, too, I think. Man, I was just convinced, like, I was going to be falsely accused of something and end up out there in the prison yard or something. Well, first of all, it didn't help that we always watched prison movies. It's either Papillon or it was, what am I thinking there? With the Paul Newman movie. Cool Hand Luke. We were always watching prison movies. I was convinced, like, I was going to be falsely accused of something, end up in a prison somewhere. Shawshank, yeah. Yeah. I was going to be Andy Dufresne. Thank goodness I didn't do that.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
That's right. Tiger Diagnostic Phone Lines. Jay and Anderson, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, how you doing?
Great, buddy. Hope you are, too.
Good. I'm doing great. Hey, I love your show, and I've called you on this before. I love Bakich. I think he's, one of the best people available for what he does. But you're quick to say he's elite all the time, and Chad's quick to say he's elite. When are we going to see elite results? Because you give Brownell you give him a little credit, but you're tough on him, and he's got no historical basis at Clemson for any support at all, and he has results. I know it's only a couple years in, and I'm sure he'll have them, but he hasn't had them yet. He's kind of underachieved. I think Brownell's overachieved. That's all I wanted to say.
Let me ask you this, Jay. Hold on. You still with me?
Yeah, yeah.
Where have I been tough on on Brad Brownell in the last 5 or 6 years?
Because you're quick. Every time you bring up Eric Bakich, one of the first things you say is he's elite.
But I didn't ask about Eric Bakich. I didn't ask about Eric Bakich. I'm asking about Brad Brownell. Over the last 5 or 6 years, where have you heard me be quick trigger or talk bad about Brad Brownell on the air?
Not bad, just tough. You're tough on him. You're tough on the basketball team in general. You're quick to point out losses and struggles, and you're quick to point out Bakich is elite. And
let me ask you this.
Coaches are elite.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you heard me do the same thing about Dabo? Am I tough on Dabo in the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You definitely have. Yeah, yeah.
So my point there is that's not a bad thing. Like, I don't want to make excuses for Eric Bakich or for Brad Brownell or for Dabo Swinney. I have high expectations, and I want to win.
Yeah, but Brad has a much bigger uphill battle than Eric does as far as historically and resources and support.
And I've said that many, many, many times.
Okay. I got you, man. I just think you should be a little more supportive of Brad. Not that you're not. Not that you attack him. I'm just saying, every time you say Eric Bakich, he's elite.
Let me ask you this. Is Dabo Swinney elite?
Historically, yeah. Right now, maybe.
I agree. I agree with that. I think that the old system, I think he was a new. I'm not sure he is. You disagree that Eric Bakich is elite?
He hasn't really proved it yet.
Okay. Well, this is his third year, and he took a program that really wasn't all that great. And he's been to the NCAA tournament 3 times. He's won the ACC tournament, and he's hosted regionals the last three. And he's won over 40 games, by the way. You know the last time Clemson won 40 games? I mean, he's won it 3 straight years. And now let me add the final question. You think that Brad Brownell's elite?
I do. Yes, I definitely do. For what he has to deal with and the results he's gotten, because ultimately, yeah, Bakich is good, and I think he will be elite. But he's not yet until you do something.
Well,
he
took a Michigan team to the finals, to the final series. I mean, all right, so I'm going to ask you this. On men's basketball, how many elite coaches are there?
Oh, man, I don't know. 5, 10, I don't know.
So you think Brad Brownell's one of the top 5 or 10 coaches in college basketball right now?
Yes, I do.
So let me ask you, if you could hire him, would you take Brad Brownell over Dan Hurley?
It would be a decision.
Over Bill Self? I'm just going to throw out 10 guys. Dan Hurley, Bill Self, Kelvin Sampson, Tom Izzo, John Shire, Dusty May, Todd Golden. You take them over those guys, like Rick Pitino, those guys?
It would be up for debate, and that historically at Clemson basketball is not even really a question. So,
and I think I point that out often, by the way. I think I point out that historically. But my point there is, and we say I'm tough on any coach because I'm not going to make excuses. I want to raise expectations. And I think if there's anything I've been critical about is the expectation for the average Clemson basketball fan, not the coach, the fan. I think we ought to want
I got it.
That.
I got it. You're not – you don't attack him. You're not unfair. But I think you need to give him just a touch more credit. That's okay. All. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I think that over the last 5 or 6 years I've done that because he's been in the NCAA tournament like for the last 7 years. But on defending Backage has gone 44-19, 44-16, and 45-18, hosted 3 regionals, won an ACC championship, finished in the top 10 in the country. That's pretty elite to me.
And there's really good trajectory, if I can say that word. Trajectory.
There's no doubt about that. I was tougher on Brownell in the early years. I think if you go back to listen to this show since 2018. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the last 8 years, even this year's 9, the last 9 years, and he's going to 1, 2, 3, 4. This would be, if he goes this year, be his 5th time in 8 years. I don't think you've heard me be too critical of Brad Brunell. And the thing I said about Brunell lately is, in a different world, much like I criticize Dabo now, I think I've been very, very good to Brunell on the idea that he went out and raised his own money. That he went out and cultivated relationships to raise NIL money to compete. And I think he's been elite there and elite in the transfer portal part of it. I think that's a major part of that. Hey, Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out. We have excellent coverage. Homeowners and auto owners with our great friends over at Brad Hughes. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with the great friends, Brad Hughes, Insurance.com. Mike, skip the music. Well, first of all, Harper, skip the music. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me, Harpo?
Well, on the topic of me coming with your niece to the Plowler family dinner tomorrow night,
all right.
Would you like me to bring any food?
No, you don't come to my house. You don't bring anything.
Are you sure?
No, not to my house.
I can make a mean cereal.
No, you bring it. We got plenty of Cocoa Puffs around
here. Hey, I'm calling you. I got plenty of ramen packets.
Wait, no,
I got some Little Debbies.
Like you look like a queen tomorrow. No.
Really?
No.
You want me to bring some cosmic brownies?
I used to make fun of, I was in this organization we had students involved in, and so we have a Christmas party every year, and you're supposed to bring a dish, a covered dish.
Yeah.
A couple of guys brought Nutter Butters.
See, that's me.
I'm like,
tell me
what's
Little Debbie you want out my cabinet.
We got your Nutter Butters over there, Harpo. I got you. We'll take care of that. Mike Vaughn, 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
Mickey Plyler, on March 7th, another great Clemson team. The Clemson Bass Fishing Team is going to be at the Tucker Hips Bass Fishing Tournament. That's March 6th. They're doing a great Friday night event. And March 7th, early in the morning, a big bass fishing tournament, all kind of cash available. Find out more at tuckergives.org.
I love it. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Let Eric and Jeff build your next home in Clemson. They'll take care of that for you on the lakes. They'll take care of that for you. You're going to love our great friends over at EricNewton.com, Tiger-Properties.com, Newton Scott Associates. They do an unbelievable job for that one. My two-minute joke quickly is, you know, so refreshing about that hockey, and I thought about this yesterday. You didn't see them complain about salaries. Remember the soccer stuff we talked about where complaining about salaries? Remember the Ryder Cup stuff? And by the way, how's Americans feel about American women's soccer right now and men's soccer right now? Not great. Did you remember the Ryder Cup where the thought was, oh, we need to pay our guys more and our guys are taking more money? How'd a Ryder Cup team do? How disappointed was our country and our Ryder Cup team and how they acted? What you saw from the men's hockey team was, no one talked about salaries. No one talked about how much money they're going to be making. They just went out and did what they're supposed to do, go win the gold medal, get the country behind them. Refreshing to see. It wasn't about money. It was love of team, love of teammates, love of country. Ryder Cup, you guys listening? Soccer, you guys listening? Just want to make sure. Let me thank Milt Louder Amplus.com. Get in touch with him, our sports and performance psychologist. Let me thank Eric Backett's Clemson baseball program. Harper, great job once again. Mike Vaughn, good to see you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. I enjoyed
Always
it.
Always good. We'll see you over there at Hub City. Spartan Burgers through all that coming up here for sure. Tomorrow's show, busy one. We've got the doctor that did the knee surgery on the American goalkeeper tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Also, Dane Young and Andrew Oliphant. Folks, I hope you have – oh, by the way, up next are my favorite people, Faxon and John. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Tuesday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.